Well, I'm hoping, yes, but I'm hoping not in the ship.
Okay.
So we said we were going to look today at a marshal. Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal Milublin has a marshal that explains very well what we were talking about. We spoke about being authentic and about not being authentic. Ze keili as opposed to kel aviv. Something that's real and something that is not so real. A genuine potato and a synthetic potato. So let's look at the marshal of the Meir Shapiro. It's like a marshal, but the limud is powerful. Agoy, this is how it goes. We're on Daf Tzadik base, right at the top. Tzier hatzig es tziyur b'taruchus amonim. A painting that was painted by a very competent professional artist. Hatziraya nira amiti umetziyusi mamash. And mamash looked real. When you looked at this, it was mamash, wow. Nira bo odim hanoise salpeiros. What was the painting? It was a painting of a man with a basket of fruit on his head, or carrying it. Doesn't have to be on his head. I'm from Africa, they carry things on their head. Maybe he's carrying it in his hands, lomashane. Adava paris hayunirim komuchshim at shekol mevakre ataruch hitpalumod. They were so realistic that whoever came to the exhibition and saw it couldn't stop singing its praises. It was so realistic that even the birds came to try and peck at the fruit. That's how realistic it was. Even the birds can't tell the difference. Wow, this guy's unbelievable. Even the birds can't tell the difference. That's impressive. The birds think they can eat the fruit. When the artist heard what was going on in his exhibition with the birds and everything, he fainted. Fainted. And then afterwards he explained why he was so upset that he fainted. If birds are coming and pecking at the fruit of my painting, then that's not the painting I intended to paint. Why not? That's unbelievable. You don't get more realistic than birds wanting to eat your fruit. What was the problem? If the birds are coming to eat from the fruit, then the person I painted doesn't look alive. If the man looked real, the birds wouldn't come and pick fruit out of his basket. They'd be too scared to approach because he's a man and he's real and birds don't come close. They're scared. Kach gam ha'adam. Im ha'goyim einu mutradim mekudushosu shel yahudi. If the goyim aren't bothered by us, if the chonanim aren't riled up about us, alev liyot mutrad mikach ulechapeses asiba shegom lekach sho'enu niret yudim mushlam v'kodesh ba'ena ha'goyim. We saw yesterday, how does the sun know how powerful he is? Rav Mendele used that as a marshal. How do we know our Kodesh, this little Jewish babies? Because the goyim can't bear to look at him. They can't stand him. He riles them up. And if not, well, then there's something wrong with us. Interesting way of thinking. We don't only think like that. We think the opposite. Tafkideinu leis kazoi su leshuv lois echius. Shiselanu ba'avar. We have a very special mission in this generation. Aleinu lizboina lahamik benafshenu lintzois mako amayim chayim es hayechiduyoy shelanu. We have to go back and explore and find and learn about what is unique about us and then me. Lachzola hazerim amaim chaim betorosenu mitzvoseinu. Kishem shiyudim akabal is yudotoy ba'akora ba'ava mitoich b'chira. Ha'yodeya umaki shizera ora godol b'yoysa. The same way that a yid, or to the extent that a yid, accepts upon himself his Yiddishkeit, with clear recognition, with love, mitoich b'chira, so he knows and recognizes that that's the greatest light there is in the world. Kachalav lekabel, gam es kol mitzavah chayv v'nisayinav haketani v'agdoilim b'bechira. Kleima b'rotzen, b'simcha, u'mitoich yedir shezu atov b'yoysav hura. In the same way that his makabel, his Torah and his Yiddishkeit, b'simcha b'ava b'bechira, all the nishenas that he goes through in life, he has to accept upon the, in the same way. Barotzen, besimcha, umitoich yedir shezu atov b'yoysav hura. This is the best thing that could be happening to him, because if not, it wouldn't be happening. Because it's coming from Hashem. Doimash achas adrochim Hashem tisai b'deni luchush es akesha chaye v'apoyim yiduteinu. Possible that one of the ways that will help us to feel the real living relationship that beats in our Yiddishkeit, derech tazolan l'mitsho kesh in boi ro'ilom, a way that will help us to find this kesh with the boi ro'ilom, a lot of people have lived in the world since Adam Arishon until today. You can dredge up the numbers if you want yourself. I have no idea, but it's a lot. There's 8 billion people alive just today. And someone's dying and being born every second. So there have been a lot of people in the world. But no one ever came into the world to do what I need to do now. No one ever. No one ever had a mission that's anything like mine. Never, ever. All those billions and billions of people, no one ever had the same mission as me. And no one was ever the same as me. You ever thought about that for a minute? Everybody has 2 eyes, a nose, a mouth, a ears, a chin. Same pretty much always happened. There were never two people that looked alike. You bring me an exception of identical twins. Of all the billions and billions of people, I'll tell you another thing. No horse ever looked the same as another horse. When you look at horses, they all look the same. Like somebody knows about horses, a horse trainer or whatever, he knows exactly which horse it is. Same with dogs. Kishem Shapat Sofem Mishtanois, Kach Deyosem Mishtanois. Nobody ever thought the same as anybody else. We are very, very different.
Same with the Chinese, they're not the same thing.
To you, but to them, they know exactly who's Shniki and who's Ronnie and who's Chaimka. Nachon. And we look the same to them. Nachon. Nachon. No one ever had the same mission as me, because no one ever had the same tools as me, because nobody ever looked like me. Ani kviyachol kalosa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yesh li ito kviyachol dvarim shebetzina. I have personal private things with Hashem that nobody else has access to. In my little cheder yichud with Hashem, we've got things that's not kashur to anybody else. Dvarim she'osem lo yadua shum nivra ba'olam. Rak aniva Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's things that are just between me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yesh li tafkid sherak ani yochol la'asoy soy. Only I can do this. If it doesn't get done by me, it ain't getting done. It's very interesting. You see this in Aloha. I heard this from Rav Moshe Eisenman. He was here for Baltimore many years ago. He was in South Africa and he spoke. There's a halacha that when there's a war going on, somebody who's married a woman and hasn't yet consummated the marriage has to go home. Why? Because maybe he'll die and someone else will marry her. That's love. What do you mean? That's real love. He'll go to war because we need people to fight. Maybe he'll get killed and then someone else will marry her. What do you want him to do? He left alone for the rest of the life. What's the problem with it? Now maybe he has a house and he hasn't, what hasn't he done yet to the house? He hasn't lived in it. What's the problem? He'll die and someone else will live in the house. Well, what, do you want to just leave it there as a museum? Someone else is living in the problem. What was the other example? He planted a vineyard and he hasn't harvested it. So someone else had harvested. That's what happened. People die and people take over the things they leave behind. So revise them, and you know what the problem is? The other person that's going to live in the house won't live in the house the way you lived in the house. Then, of course, Bob says, I can't have. He built a house. He has to live in the house the way he's supposed to live in the house. Someone else will live there. That's the problem. It's a marshal. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, someone else will do it. Yeah, but it won't be the same. There'll be a hole in the wall there. That's why we send very few people off to war. We send very few people off to war. They arrive with 50,000 soldiers. I said, what are you doing? People stop saying it's the soldiers that won the war. Get out of here. They got down to 3,000. Jim says, that's much too much. What are you doing? Go down to the river and tell people to drink. Whoever kneels and drinks, send them home. Because they're used to kneeling to Avodah Zarah, so send them home. How many were left? 300 of the greatest Sadiq. Hashem says, fine, now we can get away. Abraham Avinu goes to war against the four kings and the five kings. That's a major army. Those are like the world's united forces. He takes 300 soldiers with him. 300 soldiers. That's a pity. Yes, seven. Okay. Why? Because you're not doing anything. So why risk all these lives? These people have got lives to do. They've got things to do that if they don't do it, someone else will do it. So let someone else do it. Look, someone else does it. Not the same thing. Sorry. That's what he said. Interesting. He said today, everybody today is trying to look the same as everybody else. Why? We're all different. The same two parts of fame, Mishtanois. Kachdel, same Mishtanois. Yeah, but he's not like me. He's very hard to love him if he's not like me. Eh? If he's frumer than me, he's a fanatic. If he's less frumer than me, then he's an apikairus, because I'm the benchmark of reality. No, you're different. Aval, there's a mitzvah, even when he is different. Because the same as you've got a unique tafkid in the world that you can do, and Hashem loves you, so to him. And Hashem loves him. The kach shinu chachomim, the yalkut shmaini. Lahagid gudlus shel melech malchei ha-malochim la-kodesh boruch hu sh'adam toveya kama med bois b'toisib echad. Ha-kodesh boruch hu, this is a midrash. Praiseworthy. Wow, look at Hashem's unbelievable God. A man, when he prints coins, they all have the same, they all look the same. Yeah, if you find one that's a bit different, that's worth millions. There's a bit of a fashler, and one of them came out a bit different. Everybody wants that one, because that one's worth millions. But even when you make coins, they all look the same. Every 5 shekel looks the same as every 5 shekel. Kulam daima zeleze. Vakorish baruchu. Toiva kol adam b'choysmei shel adam arishon. Vakorish baruchu prints every man with the imprint of adam arishon. Vain echa daima lecha vairoi. That two look ever look alike. Not just look, aren't they alike? The fikach tzarich kol echad leime bishvili nivra ha'olam. That's why you're obligated to say bishvili nivra ha'olam, because you're unique. It's unbelievable. Just the engineering of that is unbelievable. Lekol yedi yesh chaysam betfus miyuchad. Ulechein bavadoisa aruchnis alav lahadbir et chaysmoy sheloi. When you're imitating somebody else, you're a fraud. You're an imposter. You're not you. You have to be you. Obviously, you have to learn, and you have to have a Rebbe, and you have to be the ultimate opponent to individuality. But not about you wake up in the morning and you decide. Within the Torah's world, within what's called Torah-tuned individuality and Bechira, but it's got to be you, not somebody else. Why do we learn from other people? And we look to other people to learn from them. But then you have to internalize it and do it in your way, otherwise you're just a fraud. Even if you're imitating the greatest tzaddik in the world, you got it from him, but Yerusha, sof, and Yishalcha, it's not you. That's why a good Rebbe doesn't tell you what to do and he doesn't allow you to imitate him. A good Rebbe is somebody who builds you based on who you are, a parent. Always amazed, there's certain families where the kids are very close and they're radically different. Very different. There's 6, 7 brothers, they're all Rosh Hashivas, they're all whatever. They can't agree on anything. They can't even agree on why they do something because one says, well, that's what Tata did. Another does the opposite. No, that's what Tata did. You see that. It's beautiful. Mamash Kavaldi. That's good parenting. That's good parenting. No one's imitating anybody. They're all their own individual person. And they're looking at the world the way they see the world. And they're using their kalim for what they need to use their kalim for, which is not the same as you. And it's all aimed at one thing, avodas Hashem. Im tachtom ba'al shtora sukadayme, muzyefesi lo toil tzitkoso chasidoso shal ba'al achoytemet la'akshes ashtah shere mazufi. Yeah, but I'm copying a big tzaddik and I'm doing all the tzitkos that he did. Gevaldik. So you're a fraudulent tzaddik. Because you're not you. Who says you're supposed to be like him? You can learn from their middas and their anhogas and but we can learn from them. But it's got to be me. The more came, but the same as Boreinu, Lord died, Lord, the Adam, she stopped the marsh in Bilbo, a voice of a voice of. First, you get the imprint from your fathers, then from your parents, then you get it from your rabbayim. Why do you need that? You got to start somewhere, but that's not enough. Chayvulat bes, a chotemet a ishit shelo, b'kol malach avodot toy. He has to find his own malach. Who was the biggest protagonist of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Who was Reish Lakish really? Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. He became Chabrusas, but he was the Talmud. Some of the two people more different. You never see Rava arguing with Rava? With his Rabbi. Shas is full of arguments between Rava and Rava. With his Rabbi. That's right. Nachon. Once again, you have to know how to do this. You have to know how it works in the Torah way. But that's what has to be because you have to be you. Being somebody else isn't very helpful. We have imprinted in us the koyach of imitation. That's what a child's supposed to do. What a baby's doing. That's why it's such a big responsibility on the parents because the child is going to imitate. That's fine. That's the Kelaviv. You need the Kelaviv. What do you need the Kelaviv for if it's so far away? Because you have to start somewhere. But once you have that Mesoira and you have the Kabbalah, what are you going to do with it now? Just carry on imitating. That's not what you have. Lavala Tanya, Skusa Yogan Alaylu, how you did know him, Bashem Reb Chaika. How many you did him? Achayu Shainim Badachai Vodotom Batachlit. Lavala Tanya had a very close chover, Reb Chaika. They were very, very close. They were very different. Lavala Tanya Kulu Moyach, Machshova Viz Boininus. As you know, Lavala Tanya was. Could have learned in Slobodka, you know. Kulu moach. Hamoach yudi sholit al alev. We know the brain is supposed to rule over the heart. V'nedir Reb Chaika, haya kulu laev. He was kulu laev. Kol tfilosoiv, haya eish lahava. Sheifecha yes libo kamayim betfilosoiv, is rakshut v'is pa'alut. Kol echad hinchila tamid avarcha, seid avoto. Each one. Hand it over to their Talmidim afterwards, their way of doing things. Tamida Rabal Tanya, Yoshu Shal Saruchus Mitochis Boydenus, Pamachshova, Achupaiskim Espiem Betfilo. The Talmidim of the Baletanya used to sit for hours and meditate and work and get themselves ready before they would open their mouths and daven. Gam Tvilosam Yisi Shkula, Meduda, Venemeris Betoch Machshova Vis Boydenus. Kulamoyach, the Tvilo was an avoid of the mind. His Talmidim davened with fire and burning and emotional out. Leyamim, both Talmidim shel Bala Tanya, vidloinen lefi Rabbi. The Talmidim of Bala Tanya came there, they complained. This happened in Sobotka, Nevada, also. The Talmidim of the Alter Sobotka used to come and tell him stories about the Nevadakas, whatever. And Shlok didn't want to hear their nonsense. Once the Nevadakas, Talmidim, they went down into a damp basement. They worked on breaking their ego. They took a rotten, dead fish and they put it in the room and they sat around, dealing with the lowliness of their life. So the Talmidim of the Alter Sobotka, who dealt with Gatlas Adam, and building on that, they didn't do stuff like that. Came to the oldest of the bunch to tell him, you know, hey, look what those guys are up to. They looked at him and said, does it work? Because if it works, why not do it? And if it doesn't, so why are you doing it? That is all he had to say about it. That's what they do. If it works, what's the problem? So what we do, so what? We do what works. It doesn't work. Don't do it. If it works, do it. Anyway, so the same thing here. The Talmidim of the Bala Tanya came to complain. Yel Madenu Rabbeinu Hakeitz. In order for me to daven, I have to prepare and work very hard with deep meditation for hours. My friend who learned by Reb Chaika, he just opens his suda and he's already burning out fire. Eshu Balatanya. Aisa Talmid Einu Bo'obit Filosoi. That Talmid is not burning with his davening. Rabbi Reb Chaika bo bekir boy. He has Reb Chaika inside of himself, and that's what's producing the fire. Et atzmo hu adayin lo motzer. Himself he hasn't found yet. He's not davening. Reb Chaika's davening in him. He imitated the Rebbe so well that he doesn't even know who he is. He's just doing what the Rebbe did. He has to still find himself. That's what Balatani was trying to tell you. It's not enough what you got from me. You have to go and find yourself and put your personal imprint onto your Torah. You need a Rebbe, but after that you have to find out who you are, because otherwise you're just imitating somebody else. It's not you. You have to be you. Your Rebbe is not you and you're not him. Avari is what to teach you. But the most important thing for a Rebbe is to teach you who you are and for you to build yourself. Otherwise you're just the same as the other five shekel piece. The Seder Gomer, many stories about this. The Gedolei Israel are rabid individualists. Have you noticed when you're learning Gemara, there's a thing called Rashi and there's a thing called Tosfos? You notice that? They were very close to each other, you know. They lived in the same house for very long. They married his daughters. Many of the Bala Tosfos were the son-in-laws and the grandsons of Rashi. They lived very happy lives, peaceful lives together. Have you noticed they learned very differently? Very differently. I assume Rabbeinu Tam was influenced by Rashi. Rashi must have been a Gevaldi Karim. And yet you see, he doesn't always stand so well. What happened here? I don't know if they could eat at the same Seder table. Face this, I don't know. Very different. Very different. If you notice that we have, just from the last generation, 10, 15, 20 Rosh Hashivas. Go-tos, when you're learning any Masechta. There's Rav Shimon, there's Rav Borbeh, there's Rav Naftali, there's all the great Rosh Hashivas of the previous generation. They managed to work very nicely together in building the Torah world in Litta. And when it comes to learning, have you noticed they never learn the same? They're tracking us sometimes like they're learning the same Gemara. How did that happen? Rabid individuals. Rabid individuals. That's how you know you're clicking. They had Rebbe's. Rav Baruch Beer, when he came to learn by Rav Chaim, was already Rav Baruch Beer, was already a Grace Rosh Yeshiva, who had written hundreds and hundreds of dafim of Chidushet Torah. He was no slouch. The first chair he heard from Rav Chaim, he went home and he threw away all, he didn't throw them away. He buried all his Chidush. Started learning again from Rav Chaim. Stopped learning again from Rav Chaim. He realized he hadn't got there yet. And he was Makabal Rav Chaim's Derech like nobody else. You learn a Rav Chaim, you learn a Rav Chaim, they look anything similar. They're very different. The Brisker Rav was probably the closest Talmud of the Chaim. It was his son. Chaim started educating him when he was very, very young in his Mahalach of learning. The general outline of the Chaim's learning is there, but they are very, very different. Open up Chaim al Rambam, you open up Brisker Rav and the Rambam, it's like, you know you're not learning the same thing. It's just copying the Tata. He was him and he was him, and they work things out differently. Ma'od chashuv, ma'od chashuv.